Call the meeting to order. We have a quorum. And Representative Swatsky, would you like to move the minutes of March 19th?
I so move, Mr. Chair.
Are there any questions or comments about the March 19th minutes? If not, all approve or say yes. It's okay. They're good.
Yes.
Okay. And opposed, same sign. Adopted the minutes. We're going to step out of order here and hopefully get rid of Dill as fast, Representative Dill as fast as we can, so we can get some real work done.
I don't know if I like the term get rid of, but I process the bill maybe.
Okay. I move House File 2961 be I guess you're going to Environment Finance. Move, we have that for Environment Finance then. Go ahead, Representative Dell.
Mr. Chairman, I have the 2961A1 amendment, which is a Department of Public Safety amendment to get it in the shape that I need it.
All right. I will move House File H2961A1 amendment. All in favor of that, signify by saying aye. Opposed, same sign. We have adopted the amendment, and the bill is in the situation that you want to talk about it, I think. So
thank you, Chair. This is the bill the world awaited for veterans. So veterans have to go to take their disabled papers to a license issuing aid. It could be your 7-Eleven, it could be a local gas station, and they take all these papers from the doctors that say that they qualify one of the five ways that are listed in the bill, and there is an agent, could be anywhere from my grandmother down to someone that's just able to work legally in a gas station and sell licenses, and then they're expected to figure out what license that they're allowed to have and how much it costs, including free. And so what this does is this allows, at the veteran's discretion, the ability to go get their disability certified by the proper doctor, meeting one or more than one of the five categories, then apply to the department. The department, Department of Natural Resources, the department verifies it, transmits the language to DP at Department of Public Safety, and then the bill allows for that to be put on a single line and on the MICR reader on the back of the license, so that when the veteran goes to get his license, he doesn't have to take a sheath full of papers like we have for our bills, and they go shh, and it comes up on the screen and say, I want a turkey license, I want a deer license, this, that, and the other, and the appropriate rates are in there, whether it be free or otherwise, stamps or things of that nature. So this is totally voluntary on the part. The people can still take their sheath of papers in and get the job done, or they can get this put as a single line in the amendment makes it so that it's not designations like what A, B, C, D, the five designations. It makes it a single designation. The purpose is that they met one or all of the categories. It's highly awaited by veterans who carry around bill files to get a hunting license.
Mm-hmm. Are there any questions or comments from the audience or from the committee? Anybody else want to testify for or against this bill in the audience? If not, I might as well recommend that your bill be sent to Environmental Finance. All in favor of that, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay, on your way.
You got rid of it.
And we're going to take the next bill is Representative Nelson, 2663. And what we're going to look at here, folks, is just the pieces that in the bill that are appropriate to the transportation era space. So, Representative Nelson, I will move House File 2663 and that it be sent to the General Register. Wow.
You could send it to the consent calendar, but I don't think we have that anymore.
No, we don't. Shame, shame. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
What?
Oh, you want me to explain the bill first before?
Well, I was hoping not. Very confusing. Oh, because you have that guy from the Met Council along, and it's never more confusing to folks than I listen to him. But go ahead, Mr. Shetland.
Mr. Chair and members, this bill is basically what the coming from the governor's office and from the Met. This is the Met Council. It's the unsessioned bill where they've gone through and they're trying to clean up their statutes and take things out that are obsolete and no longer needed. And the parts here that relate to transportation in the Met Council are dealing with buses and stuff like that. And if you go down the bill, the first section that's in your purview is Section 4. And this language comes from municipal contracting, and it's transit specific things that have to do with best value, and the language that they're removing is no longer needed. It's in other parts of the statute. On the Section 11 of the bill, powers of the council, this subdivision was originally put in, enacted in 1984, and it applied to the old regional transit board that became the Met Council. And this advisory committee they're talking here, it's no longer necessary. It's part of what the council does, and they already have that under their general authority. They can set up these councils if needed. So it's the statute or the section is no longer needed. The next section is section 6 of the bill, and section 12 of the bill. It's on page 6 of the bill. It's about borrowing money. The second paragraph that's being deleted goes back to a bus garage that back in 1998 they were specifying they wanted this bus garage built. Well, if anybody wants to go over to north of Palin Boulevard, just East 35E, the bus garage is built, it's up and running, and it's been there for a long time. So, again, it's unnecessary, obsolete language that can be gotten rid of. The next section is section 13. And again, this text can be eliminated because it's permissive language to the council, and the council already has this authority anyway. And in the past, the council has hired consultants to help with route planning and scheduling, but they don't do that anymore. So it can go away. Again, section 14, and again, this section that we're deleting off this dates back to the mid-70s when there was a privately owned, this is before the RTB, but it goes back to when there was a privately owned Twin Cities bus lines. And then as they were being acquired by the MTC going forward, they needed this language. None of these advertising contracts that were in there no longer exist, so it's obsolete language that can go away. To the repealers that apply to here, the first repealer, the 473-375 subdivision 9, again, it goes back to the enactment of from the RTB moving over to the MCT. This has already been done, so it's, again, it's redundant, unnecessary language, and it can go away. The repealer on 473-382 is, again, the same thing. It goes back originally to 1984, again, when the RTB got rolled into the MTC. Again, this stuff has all been done. It's no longer necessary. It's obsolete. And a lot of these functions are dealt with the tab board. So it can go away. That's dealt with already through the council. The next one is 473-3888, subdivision 8. Again, it goes back to this no longer operative. It goes back to the pre-MVEST days, back to when there were so-called, what they called opt-outs. And this now that language is being held, or the funding for that is being dealt with through the MVEST. It's set in law what that is, and so this language is no longer necessary. In fact, could be confusing if people look at it if it's in the bill, so it needs to go away. The last repealer is 473-392, and again, it's another obsolete portion dating back to the RTV days, and the Met Council no longer procures lines by bidding on them. This is old language that dealt with the RTB. They now have a different way of setting up lines. They do what they already do. So, again, this is obsolete language that can go away. And with that, I'm standing here for questions. Mr. Shepnin from the Met Council is here for questions. And that's the bill. That's the part of the bill that this committee has purview over.
Any questions from the committee? Anyway. Representative Hornstein.
Mr. Chair, can we ask a question about housing? Or
just
no, I mean, this is serious because it does relate to transportation. So maybe this is for Mr. Shetton, but on one, you have all these repealers where it doesn't really say specifically what you're repealing. It just has the section numbers. Yep. And so this one relates to that local housing incentives account from the Metropolitan Livable Communities Act. And
do you have the numbers?
That would be 473.254. The reason this is a transportation issue is that the Livable Communities program kind of links housing, transportation, and other infrastructure. So that's an important thing, and I wanted to just get some more information on that.
Mr. Chair, that part is being deleted, and on the bill itself, the repealers are all in the back. But yep. That subdivision can be decided in its entirety because it's a date specific, it's obsolete, it's okay. Past the date when it had to be done, July 1st of 96, payable in 1995. So I think we're long past those dates, and so the language can go away.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any questions that have come up, comments, or anybody from the audience want to testify on this bill? Representative Beard, you're too late. We're not taking any questions from you.
Mr. Chair, I see Judge Shetton sitting in the stand. I really regret being late. I would love to catch something.
I think we'll move to the vote then. I would recommend that the House File 2663 be moved to the General Register. All in favor of that, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay. Next, see you on the floor. Thank you.
Yeah, I can give you the copy of that.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. And I missed this committee. I used to be on transportation for 10 years.
Ah. Oh. Representative Simons, when you're ready, you can proceed with House File 3072.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I would move House File 3072 to be re-referred to
General Register.
General Register. And Mr. Chair and members, this is another unsessioned bill, and I think rather than listen to me walk through it, I've got Mr. Jordahl here that can probably do a much better job in a shorter period of time.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. I am Jared Jordahl, Government Relations Director for the Department of Public Safety. As Representative Simonson said, this is an unsessioned bill. All the executive branch agencies were advised, requested by the governor to scrutinize our areas of statute, look for outdated references, statutes that simply no longer conform well to the modern age, updated stuff that can be eliminated to streamline the statute books and bring us more into the 21st century. This is the transportation unsessioned bill for the Department of Public Safety. The Department of Public Safety is somewhat unique in that half of our jurisdiction is under the public safety jurisdiction for committee, and half is under the transportation committee. So these are the statutory references that we have found that we believe are redundant with respect to the transportation area of what we do, which is driver and vehicle services, general traffic laws, the Office of Traffic Safety, and the State Patrol. Starting out, I'll give some cites here. We are repealing Rule 7409.4700 sub 2, waiver and variances. This eliminates references to the driver improvement agreement, also known as deferred action. This was sort of a program for vehicle scoff laws, or for driving scoff laws. The program has been gone for about 10 years now, and the program is also would be problematic now due to masking issues for people who had commercial driver's licenses. The program no longer exists, and we're in favor of repealing the rule. Chapter 168.10 sub 1B. This eliminates a list of vehicles eligible for classic car license plates. You'll see that a couple, three pages of the bill are devoted to a walk down memory lane of some classic vehicles that have not been made for years. This was the extensive list of what vehicles are eligible for a classic car plate. And instead of listing them in statute, we're going to go by some standards from the classic car industry and the collector industry. Chapter 169.685, Subdivision 7, Registration Collector Vehicle. This eliminates the requirement for a report on activities and expenditures from the Minnesota Child Passenger Restraint and Education account. This is an account, the information will still be available upon request. This is an account, if a vehicle is pulled over with an improperly secured child, the fine revenue for not having your child in an approved booster or child seat goes to this account. The Department of Public Safety then uses it to purchase seats for low-income individuals, child seats. This report is rather onerous. The amount in the account is usually de minimis, and we'd like to be rid of this account. We are still doing the function. The fine revenue does still go for this purpose, but we think the account, the report on the activities of the account is rather outdated. Chapter 169.36, Parking, Brake Set, and Wheels Turned. This is what many of us probably learned in driver's ed, where when parking on a hill, turn into the hill and set your parking brake so that if the car should begin to roll, the curb will lock the front wheels, keeping the car from cascading down the hill. It dates back to 1937. We felt that we could do away with this probably in light of how far along motor vehicle transmissions and parking brakes have progressed in technology. Chapter 169.39, Coasting. This eliminates the prohibition for driving with the vehicle in neutral when going especially downhill. This again is a 1937 statute. It is essentially not enforceable and is no longer considered necessary with the modern automobile. Chapter 169.725, Tire Safety Enforcement. This provision eliminates the law to allow a peace officer to stop and submit the passenger automobile to an inspection if there's reasonable cause to believe tires are unsafe. This is outdated because peace officers can stop vehicles for any reasonable articulable suspicion of violations of Chapter 169. So this specific statute dealing with a suspicion of unsafe tires is unnecessary. Chapter 169.743 deals with bug deflectors, eliminates regulations related to the size and color of bug deflectors. Bug deflectors are no longer commonplace on automobiles, making the statute unnecessary. Chapter 169.754, appropriations authorized. This eliminates the explicit authority for departments to appropriate funds for the purchase of first aid equipment. This occurs without the need for a statute specifically allowing it. Agencies purchase equipment necessary to do the job. At one time it was deemed in statute that there should be a directive that local agencies, police or municipalities, should be directed to purchase first aid equipment. I think they could handle that at this point without being directed to do so, and would do so whether or not this provision was in statute. Chapter 169.78, municipal inspection stations. There was a time when municipalities were authorized to set up inspection stations to inspect motor vehicles. This authority is being eliminated. The statute was originally from 1937 and is no longer used, as evidenced by the 50-cent and $1 maximum fees that are allowed in the statute. So it is an archaic statute. Chapter 169.7961, suspension of the program to verify insurance coverage through sampling. This eliminates the authority for DPS to sample and verify insurance on vehicles. The statute is unnecessary because it refers to the suspension of a program that no longer exists. Previously, many of us have heard a great deal about how to verify that a vehicle is properly insured. It's been a headache for the legislature and for the Department of Public Safety for a very long time. One bill that's moving through the session this year dealing with insurance fraud calls on a task force to address the issue. Previously, there was a DVS program where, more or less at random, letters went out to the registered owners of vehicles asking them to prove that their registered vehicle had insurance. In some cases, the letters would go to the wrong address because the people didn't have the proper address of record on file with DVS. We'd end up suspending licenses, have a lot of angry people who turned out to be insured, this sort of thing. This was one attempt to tackle the problem, and the program no longer exists, and so the authorization we'd like to have go away. But we are still grappling with the issue, and it's being grappled with by the 2014 legislature as well. Chapter 169.983, speeding violation, credit card payment of fine. This eliminates the ability for non-Minnesota residents who are issued a speeding citation to plead guilty and pay the fine with a credit card. Law enforcement agencies currently do not have the technology to administer this system. This is a capability that we have never had in Minnesota, to pay at the point of the squad car by credit card for a speeding citation. And so we want to do away with this authorization to do so. At some point, the technology and the funding might exist for the training and the necessary hardware to do this, but it does not at this time. Chapter 171.28 is striking a citation to the driver's license law simply because it's duplicative. The law itself exists. We're striking the citation. Chapter 299D.02, transfer of powers. This eliminates a section transferring powers and duties related to the State Patrol and nationwide police communications from the Commissioner of Transportation to the Commissioner of Public Safety. The State Patrol moved over from the Department of Transportation to the Department of Public Safety in the 1970s, and this language is part of that transfer. Chapter 168.20.1A, satisfaction of security interests. This eliminates a subdivision. It is irrelevant because it is covered in another portion of the statute. It has to do with security interests that were filed prior to a date in 1990 and valid for 7 years. All those time frames have long since passed, of course, and so it's no longer necessary. Chapter 299D.05, radio repeater station in Wisconsin. This provision eliminates an authorization for the commissioner to purchase or lease land in Wisconsin to construct or operate or maintain a radio repeater station for the State Patrol. Repeater stations are no longer used with our state-of-the-art armor radio system, making the statute irrelevant. So we don't need to have a repeater station in Wisconsin. Chapter 299D.04, nationwide police communication system, eliminates the authorization for the Commissioner of Public Safety to enter into agreements to purchase radio equipment for a national police radio system. The department is unaware of any past, current, or imminently future system, making this statute irrelevant. This has largely been surpassed by armor as well. And the last two deal with a recodification of criminal negligence. Chapter 169.11, criminal negligence. Eliminate driver's license revocation when a driver is convicted of a criminal negligence in operating a vehicle when death occurs. The revocation is covered in another statute, so the revocation does still take place. It's a recodification. And 609B.202, criminal negligence revocation. Eliminate a driver's license revocation when a driver is convicted of a criminal negligence in operating a vehicle when death occurs. Again, the revocation is covered in another statute. That is the extent of our DPS transportation unsession bill. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Representative Beard.
Mr. Chair, thanks. Mr. Jordahl, on page 6.7, section 5, I thought I was listening. I must have missed it. The deletion here of the fund, can you just remind us quickly what that fund is that and how it's being accommodated somewhere else?
Mr. Jordahl.
What revenues are we speaking of here? Do you recall?
I think... Let me take a look here.
Mr. Chairman, perhaps Mr. Burris can enlighten us.
Mr. Chair, Representative Beard, this refers to the motor vehicle sales tax funds, but I'll note that on page 7, the allocation language remains. That's currently in place. This section is eliminating allocations that had been set up for previous years.
This is the 60-36-4. Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. That helps us understand. Appreciate it.
Anybody else have questions or comments? Anybody from the audience that would like to testify or ask questions or others? I will then renew the effort to get House File 3072 sent to the General Register, and all in favor of that, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay, now, you're on your way. Thank you. We got anything else you want to tell about?
Okay, great.
Turn it. What are we doing tomorrow night?
Okay.
Is there any time with the drone? I'm not coming on Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Where are they done? Well, I guess that winds it up for today. We're going to adjourn. The next time we're supposed to be meeting is Friday morning.
Okay.
So okay. Watch your emails and we're adjourned.